The next big thing from HBO is 6 Feet Under. Created by Alan Ball, the new HBO drama is about a family-owned funeral home in Los Angeles. It features dark, sharp humor, including ads for the funeral business.
Only from Franklin Funeral Supplies, we put the fun back in funeral.
Each of the 13 episodes will begin with the death of a new client, if you please, for the funeral home. The premiere begins with the death of the funeral family's father. Our entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell joins us from an airport in Houston, Texas. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Gunn.
Elvis, I saw 12 minutes of it. I think it's terrific.
I think it's interesting and definitely plays into the kind of stuff you might expect from Alan Ball after American Beauty. It's really about sort of waking up from a daydream and having to shake off all that repression that you were going through.
Is it HBO's creative strategy? They seem to go out of their way to find a shock factor in each of these. There was sex, obviously, in Sex and the City, all forms of profanity in The Sopranos, and now, of course, death, which has been called the ultimate taboo.
Yeah, in a weird way, I think that 6 Feet Under feels more like conventional TV than the others do, and that it's really melodrama. And in a kind of a weird way, I'm reminded a little bit of Providence, because the dead father pops back up, and he's wonderfully played by the incredibly talented Richard Jenkins, who's worth watching the show for alone, because in each family member's fantasy, he's a different incarnation of the father. In some, he's stern and reproachful, and though he's kind of fun-loving, and in some, he's quite actually father-like. Mm-hmm. And that's what the show is really kind of watching for, because we get to see how he inhabits the life of each family member.
The father of this funeral-directing family is killed in a freakish traffic accident, as a matter of fact, in the first few minutes. And there's a series of vignettes where each and every member of this family that has death as a profession has to learn about a death close to them and the young daughter of the family.
My dad just got hit by a bus, and it broke his neck, and he's dead. I gotta go pick up my mom and bring her to the morgue so she can identify his body. No, I'm not kidding. This is actually happening. And now I'm high on crack.
Crystal.
What up? So I guess this whole hellish experience I'm about to go through is just gonna burn a little brighter now, right? Great, thank you.
You know, I saw this scene and I guess I said to myself, well, maybe death is not just a gimmick here. Maybe it's not just looking to break a taboo. They're actually going to try and set up a series of human relationships that just happen to be around dead people.
What's really great about that scene is that it sort of plays on something that Ball's direction offers to the pilot. I mean, the colors are really heated up in this, and it looks like this dream version of Los Angeles, or the kind of stuff you might see in a catalog from a funeral home. The colors are all slightly warmer than they might be otherwise, and it seems almost hyper-real and slightly dreamlike. And that's really a funny, great scene, too, because it's just the most awful thing you can imagine happening. And there's another great scene later on where the mother says that she doesn't want to go see her husband because that's work.
Frances Conroy is the mother. Boy, that's not the kind of punchline you're used to, is it?
No, and it's a question, you know, we may ask ourselves at some point, how do people who work in this profession deal with death? That's where the show is really has a kind of an emotional intelligence that we don't get in the other shows like Sex and the City or even, I think, The Sopranos, because I think everybody has a less than romantic feel about death than they do about, oh, let's say sex or gangsters.
Well, Elvis, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.
And safe travels. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Elvis Mitchell is our entertainment critic here on Weekend Edition, speaking with us from an airport in Houston, I believe. 6 Feet Under will premiere this Sunday night on HBO.